Part 2.
You'll hear part of a radio interview with a travel writer, Jessica Tate. Choose the answer, A, B, C or D, which fits best according to what you hear. You now have 1 minute to look at part 3. Pause the recording for 1 minute. You'll need to play the recording twice.
With me in the studio today, I have Jessica Tate, one of Canada's most popular travel writers. Jessica, how did your writing career first start?
I think it was at the age of 12, but not with travel writing. It was with a monthly movie review column for the Toronto Sun. My column talked about new kids' movies and was regularly published for over 6 years. I learned everything I know from my mom, who spent countless hours over the summer holidays teaching me grammar and correcting my misplaced modifiers. From movie reviews, I moved into travel features. For 4 years, I wrote a monthly travel series for the Toronto Sun called Confessions of a Backpacker. Though, actually, come to think of it, before any of that started, I had stuff printed quite regularly in a local newsletter. You know, the sort of thing that promotes local talent and publishes items of interest to the community. I used to love writing funny poems when I was at primary school, though I haven't written any in years.
What is the biggest challenge for you in the writing process?
Well, I used to be a very slow writer. I had to think about each word very carefully and often agonize over how best to phrase a thought. I'm a bit better now, but writing with tight deadlines can sometimes be a challenge for me. Though that's mainly because I hate hurrying. I want to really delve into the essence of a new place. But the reality of the marketplace only occasionally allows for such indulgences. So, what's a girl to do?
And what gives you the most satisfaction in your work?
Well, of course, few people can have seen as many wonderful sights as I have. But above all, I'm very aware of how lucky I am to be able to get to know people with such different life experiences to my own. It's very satisfying not only to have made their acquaintance, but also to have been able to record my encounters for my readers to experience vicariously, too.
Have you ever done other work to make ends meet?
In my 7 years of travel writing, I've been very lucky and been able to support myself almost exclusively on travel writing. However, in order to gain additional income to put towards a plane ticket somewhere exotic, I once worked briefly in the publicity biz at various product launches. I danced with torches at a Hawaiian-themed trade show and gave out free nail polish and fake tan on the streets of Montreal.
Have you any tips that you'd like to offer the young person who dreams of becoming a travel writer like you?
Well, the first thing is to look for a good hook. You need to take a fresh point of view on an old subject, or look for unusual new stories. Many of the places you'll write about have been done before, so you need to find something new and original to say that will grab your readers and an editor's attention. Up-and-coming neighborhoods, trends, and unique destinations always seem to have an appeal, whatever your intended readership may be.
Finally, Jessica, what do you see for yourself in the future?
Well, I have been offered TV work. I'm not ruling out the possibility, but it doesn't hold much appeal for me at the moment. I guess the only thing that's certain is that I can't see myself ever ceasing to be on the move, even if I'm no longer writing for a living. Some people have suggested I must have enough material for a good few novels, and that's certainly true, but I don't think that's likely to be the way I go. However, I'm sure the lure of the unknown will always be there for me, even when I need a stick to make my way around, and when I'm no longer fortunate enough to be able to make travel my business.
Thank you, Jessica. It's been very interesting to talk to you. With me in the studio today, I have Jessica Tate, one of Canada's most popular travel writers. Jessica, how did your writing career first start?
I think it was at the age of 12, but not with travel writing. It was with a monthly movie review column for the Toronto Sun. My column talked about new kids' movies and was regularly published for over 6 years. I learned everything I know from my mom, who spent countless hours over the summer holidays teaching me grammar and correcting my misplaced modifiers. From movie reviews, I moved into travel features. For 4 years, I wrote a monthly travel series for the Toronto Sun called Confessions of a Backpacker. Though, actually, come to think of it, before any of that started, I had stuff printed quite regularly in a local newsletter. You know, the sort of thing that promotes local talent and publishes items of interest to the community. I used to love writing funny poems when I was at primary school, though I haven't written any in years.
What is the biggest challenge for you in the writing process?
Well, I used to be a very slow writer. I had to think about each word very carefully and often agonize over how best to phrase a thought. I'm a bit better now, but writing with tight deadlines can sometimes be a challenge for me. Though that's mainly because I hate hurrying. I want to really delve into the essence of a new place. But the reality of the marketplace only occasionally allows for such indulgences. So, what's a girl to do?
And what gives you the most satisfaction in your work?
Well, of course, few people can have seen as many wonderful sights as I have. But above all, I'm very aware of how lucky I am to be able to get to know people with such different life experiences to my own. It's very satisfying not only to have made their acquaintance, but also to have been able to record my encounters for my readers to experience vicariously, too.
Have you ever done other work to make ends meet?
In my 7 years of travel writing, I've been very lucky and been able to support myself almost exclusively on travel writing. However, in order to gain additional income to put towards a plane ticket somewhere exotic, I once worked briefly in the publicity biz at various product launches. I danced with torches at a Hawaiian-themed trade show and gave out free nail polish and fake tan on the streets of Montreal.
Have you any tips that you'd like to offer the young person who dreams of becoming a travel writer like you?
Well, the first thing is to look for a good hook. You need to take a fresh point of view on an old subject, or look for unusual new stories. Many of the places you'll write about have been done before, so you need to find something new and original to say that will grab your readers and an editor's attention. Up-and-coming neighborhoods, trends, and unique destinations always seem to have an appeal, whatever your intended readership may be.
Finally, Jessica, what do you see for yourself in the future?
Well, I have been offered TV work. I'm not ruling out the possibility, but it doesn't hold much appeal for me at the moment. I guess the only thing that's a certain is that I can't see myself ever ceasing to be on the move, even if I'm no longer writing for a living. Some people have suggested I must have enough material for a good few novels, and that's certainly true, but I don't think that's likely to be the way I go. However, I'm sure the lure of the unknown will always be there for me, even when I need a stick to make my way around, and when I'm no longer fortunate enough to be able to make travel my business.
Thank you, Jessica. It's been very interesting to talk to you.